Protests broke out today in Istanbul, Ankara, and in the western Turkish town of Soma, a day after an explosion and fire at a coal mine there killed at least 274 miners. Many more remain unaccounted for. It's the worst mining disaster in Turkey's history. Angry family members have gathered at the mine and at the local hospital. In Soma, protesters threw rocks at the police and blamed Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, calling him a thief and a murderer. Earlier, I reached New York Times reporter Shebnem Arsu at the Soma mine. I asked her whether she was still seeing any injured miners being brought out alive.
No. That stage, they say, has been long left behind. And right now, actually, they're talking about really disturbing looks of the dead bodies that they removed from the mine. The bodies of the dead were mostly exposed to poisonous gas like carbon monoxide in the early hours of the rescue operation. Whereas now, the miners are talking about bodies being entirely burned or bloated because of the poisonous gas that they've inhaled before dying.
Have you been able to talk to any of the family members who've gathered there at the mine, desperate to find out information?
Yeah, they're really frustrated. They're very quiet, though. Sometimes, of course, the tension rises and you see occasional protests when officials come to visit the site. Although we've seen a larger protest in Soma town center, which is about 30 kilometers away from the site of the actual mine. I talked to an old lady who was expecting some news on her 25-year-old niece, who was also trapped inside along with others. And she was saying that her entire family had done mining work. They have never seen such a disaster. And all she needed was some healthy information from officials, but that never came. And also she was upset that when Prime Minister visited the site, the rescue operation was halted during his visit, which meant that the bodies were not taken out.
Prime Minister Erdogan did promise a thorough investigation into the disaster, but at the same time, he seemed pretty dismissive. He said explosions like this happen all the time. He rattled off other mining disasters from all over the world, all through history. What do you make of his response to this?
It's really that tone in Mr. Erdogan's statement does not really match the atmosphere and the feeling here. Some people say that there would be some political repercussions of this explosion when only 20 days ago, the opposition party has applied to the parliament asking a parliamentary commission to be established to investigate health and safety conditions at coal mines in this region, including Soma coal mine. And that offer has been dismissed by the governing party. That is very upsetting for many people.
What are you seeing right now? I hear a lot of commotion behind you. What's going on?
There are a lot of miners. There are a lot of families who would refuse to leave the site before the bodies are delivered to them. There are also a large number of rescue workers. People are wearing hard hats and miners' outfits completely soaked in mud and dirt. Their faces are dirty and their eyes look very tired and red because of another sleepless night that is ahead of them.
I have been talking with Shebnem Arsu. She's reporting for the New York Times from Soma in Turkey, the site of the coal mine explosion. Shebnem, thanks so much.
You're welcome.